If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the On the Road to the Gambia podcast, where we are bridging boundaries for global health equity. I am Dr. Carol Penn, doubly board certified in family medicine and obesity medicine. I am a best-selling author and a master meditation, movement, and mindset coach, serving as the director of tracks and electives, assistant professor of family medicine at our nation's newest medical school, Rocky Vista University, Montana College of Osteopathic Medicine. I am the proud co-founder of the Institute for Community Evolution. Together with Sunu Ryu, the University of the Gambia, Penn Global Visions, and the Edward Francis Smalls Teaching Hospital, we are fostering a new era of global healthcare collaboration. I'm excited to bring you the amazing stories of 15 clinicians from the U.S. who will travel to the Gambia and exchange cutting-edge knowledge with Gambian medical professionals to uplift communities and empower each other to become compassionate and culturally sensitive healthcare leaders on both sides of the Atlantic. So put on your headphones and listen as we explore this transformative journey to the Gambia.
Hello, welcome to On the Road to Gambia, the podcast, bridging boundaries for global health equity. So this podcast is highlighting the steps that 15 clinicians in the United States who are traveling to the Gambia will embark on this transformative journey with the Institute for Community Evolutions, the Gambia Collaborative Project, together with SUNY Ru, the University of the Gambia, Penn Global Visions, and the Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital to foster a new era of global healthcare collaboration. This cross-oceanic exchange between African-American physicians and Gambian medical professionals was born to ensure equal access to medical education on both sides of the Atlantic and to equip future doctors in the Gambia and in the United States with cutting-edge knowledge and to empower their students, residents, and faculty in the Gambia to become compassionate and culturally sensitive healthcare leaders to uplift their communities. So I'm really excited to be the host of this podcast and to be interviewing all of the people who are involved on this journey. And today I have with me Dr. Kelechi. And I'm going to just have her introduce herself, tell us a little bit more about what she does as her role as a physician. And then we're going to get into some great questions and some interactive conversation about this wonderful trip that's coming up. So welcome, Dr. Kelechi, to the podcast.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Dr. Lisa. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to our time together this afternoon.
Absolutely. So Dr. Kelechi, tell us a little bit about you. Who is Dr. Kelechi?
Well, I'll keep it short and sweet because I know you have lots and lots to ask and we have lots to explore together. Well, I'm Dr. Kelechi. I am a double board certified family medicine and preventive medicine physician. I'm also international bestselling author and a concierge physician. And through my concierge practice, which is Envision Wellness Concierge, I have the opportunity and the privilege to practice functional integrative medicine to get to the root cause of people's health problems and begin to help them reverse their dis-ease to wellness. And I do that through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and sometimes home visits as well. And I love what I do. So it's truly an honor to bring prevention and primary care with this group to the Gambia. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a lot to talk about in terms of your background, functional medicine, and sort of how that really ties into the work that we are going to be doing in the Gambia. But first, I want to just start out talking a little bit about your background and sort of your career journey. So thinking about that career journey, who or what may have been instrumental in your decision to enter medicine and then sort of to transform into what you do today?
Who or what? For sure, by the grace of God, I was inspired to become a physician. But truly, my earliest teachers were my parents. My parents were both educators. They were both teachers. My mom was an elementary school teacher. My dad was a mathematician. So you know, school was never out for me. Okay, we went to school by day. We did our homework by night. And on weekends, we had, you know, like study hall. For lack of a better word.
Right.
So, you know, being teachers' kids, you know, we just could not get away with anything, not doing homework, not being excellent. So my parents truly set the standards in our home. The standard in our home was excellence. Okay. Initially, there was five of us. I'm the oldest of six children. But initially, when there was just five of us, my dad said, I don't pay for B's. So y'all gonna get it. Yes, he was that mathematician. Yes, he was. And so I'm grateful for that. It was tough. It was hard. I had to do, you know, extra and then some.
Yes.
You know, but I'm so grateful for that upbringing because they were our champions in our education.
Absolutely.
And they truly inspired me to be my best at everything I aspired to do. And so being wanting to be a doctor, I had a phenomenal family physician growing up. And I grew up in Central Europe. And over there, the doctor came to your house. I don't know if you remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
He made house calls.
Yes. And
what do? I'm a family doctor that makes house calls. So I thought it was amazing. I thought he was just brilliant. He took care of myself and my siblings and my parents. And I just wanted to be like him. I wanted to provide healthcare at the highest level possible. And he was an African-American physician in Vienna, Austria, where I grew up doing family medicine. And I just saw myself in him. And so I would say for sure, my parents and then my first physician in Kirkland made me believe I could do it. So,
That's a wonderful story. Yeah. I mean, what a great mentor to have, you know, and unheard of in those days as well.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see how that would have inspired you to do the work that, you know, that you do today. So tell us a little bit then about what your day as a physician, you know, looks like today. Like what challenges do you face? Who do you serve? What is your day to day like?
So, you know, growing up in Central Europe, I moved to the U.S. as a teenager to pursue, you know, my higher education, go to university and then go to and then go to medical school and so forth. I finished medical school. My gosh, I'm 20 years in practice now. Can you believe it?
Yay.
And
I came out.
Yeah. Yes. Practice. And I would do it all over again. I love being a physician. I have enjoyed the journey as a primary care physician, as a preventive medicine physician. But over the years, I felt that I was not really being the healer that I was called to be, you know, you know, working 80-hour work weeks, you know, treating and treating, seeing 20, 25 patients a day. That to me was not my idea of being a healer. And I knew that I had to pivot. And my pivot was going towards more functional integrative medicine. So because now I can spend more time with my patients. Now I can really listen. Now I can really connect. Now I can start to connect the dots from their past to their present. Now I can truly feel where they're coming from, truly embody their pain and start to work with them in a collaborative manner to identify their aha moments and to start to work with them doing various investigations and lab studies, you know, to start to find the root cause of what's really making them sick and not just putting a Band-Aid. on the
Absolutely.
So now I don't put Band-Aids anymore. I don't think I've written a prescription in 2 years for a pharmaceutical drug.
Wow.
I work with them to with lifestyle medicine approaches. I work with them through functional medicine, which is basically doing the right studies to find out what the gaps are in their health, and then start to address those gaps through integrative approaches and to get them to wellness.
Yeah.
So the pivot has been more working with individuals on a day-to-day basis to get them to well-being versus maintaining chronic disease. And I love it. I love what I do now. And I love the transformation that I'm seeing in my patients. It's truly a beautiful thing.
That's wonderful. I love how you say, you know, get them to their state of well-being instead of maintaining chronic disease, right? Because that's sort of how, you know, unfortunately, I think we were trained. It's just to maintain or try to, if we can, improve upon sort of what's already there, what's chronic. So seeing all the great work that you're doing here in the United States, what inspired you to want to volunteer your time and expertise to the people and the physicians and the culture of Gambia?
Oh my gosh. I have a personal story because I'm originally from the continent. So I was born in Nigeria. I was raised in Europe and I moved to the United States to, you know, to be a physician. So to me, it's like going home. To me, it's like going back to my people. To me, it's like part of my story, part of the journey of being a healer, right? It's my roots, right? Like I still have family in the continent. Like my mother still lives in the continent. So no matter whether it's Nigeria or the Gambia, to me, we're all one and the same. So it's almost like I'm going home to serve those who raised me. You know, I come as one, like Maya Angelou said, but I stand on the shoulder of thousands. And those are the thousands that I'm going back to.
Nurtured
me, encouraged me, you know, those who nurtured and encouraged my parents so that they could nurture and encourage me. I'm going back to serve those, my ancestors, my family. It's my home. So to me, it's like a must do, you know, it's like part of what I'm called to do. It's more like a calling than just a trip.
Stay right there and we will be back with my amazing guests. This conversation is so good that you don't want to miss it. So stay tuned.
That's so beautiful, especially you really having, right, that connection that's there. I mean, that you can actually say that you have relatives, you know, that are still there. And I think for a lot of us, we kind of lost that, right? That there's generations and generations before us that are just kind of unknown. There's a lot of unknown about sort of where we, where we're from, right? Originated from. And I think for me, even this trip has sort of inspired me to start to look at that, right? To start doing a little digging and seeing exactly, where my roots lie. So, so that's wonderful. That you have that connection.
It's service. It's a service calling.
Absolutely.
Giving back. And I think that's what we're meant to do. I think to whom much is given, much is expected. And for me, it's part of me giving back to humanity and serving.
That's wonderful. So, you know, thinking about your trip to the Gambia, what is your perception or your awareness about sort of what's going on over there now, you know, what their medical community is like, what their challenges are? What do you, what do you know, you know, about, you know, sort of what's going on there now?
Well, I know, you know, being that Gambia is a very poor country, you know, that the healthcare system is in dire need for support and for assistance. They get a lot of support from the World Health Organization to boost their healthcare system. You know, their expenditure on healthcare is less than 2% of the GDP. I think out in the United States, like close to 19%.
Wow.
So we spend so much more right here. You know, they have about 11 physicians per 100,000 persons.
Wow.
There's a lot of gaps. There's a lot of need. And there's a lot of need for capacity building to truly, you know, support the healthcare system to, you know, to collaborate and bring ideas, you know, so that we can share those ideas and help the faculty, the students get even better and want to support and stay in the Gambia.
Yeah.
So infrastructure is, you know, is poor also. So getting from one place to the other is challenging to many of the population, which again creates those health disparities.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, that's why I'm so excited that we have this collaboration, because we're really going to learn more.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, now that you've shared with us some of the challenges that you're aware of that are, that the Gambia is facing, what do you hope to bring to hopefully maybe help, you know, to close that gap? What expertise, what qualities, talents, you know, anything that you would like, you know, to bring to be able to, address some of those issues?
So definitely bringing our teaching skills, you know, that will be my core role in the Gambia, is teaching the students and partnering with the faculty to just enhance perhaps just some basic knowledge. But I really know that it's going to be a collaborative approach. I'm not there to just share knowledge, but to really learn from them. That's really what I believe is going to be. I'm going to be probably the one who gets more out of this experience, because I know my gaps will be filled as well. So I think, and I believe that it's about collaborating, sharing knowledge so that we both can be better, you know? And then we can really inspire, I hope to inspire them to want to complete their studies and remain in their homeland or whatever, right? Inspire them to be the best that they can be so they can continue to support and serve the people, their people.
Absolutely. And I feel the same way. I mean, I feel like I'm going to learn so much from this trip, more than I could probably ever share, deliver, you know, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, obviously that this is going to be a time where we're probably going to face a lot of challenges, right? Especially because of the difference in, you know, training, the difference in resources and all of those things. So thinking back to a time maybe in your own training or in your own practice where you faced some challenges, what do you think helped you to kind of get through those challenges? And how has that impacted you, you know, in your personal professional life?
Oh, that's a great question. I think as physicians, as female physicians, we face so many challenges, but I can certainly remember my very first job out of residency, out of family medicine residency. I had finished my training in preventive medicine, which is, you know, basically physicians trained to do public health, which I think, by the way, every physician should go through preventive medicine residency, because you get to work with the public, you get to work at all levels of health systems. You get to work at the local health department, state health department, and the federal health department to really understand the healthcare system and the infrastructure. So I had just finished that residency and I had finished family medicine. And here I was, my first job was medical director at healthcare for the homeless. Oh, wow. Oh boy, was I ever challenged.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, you know, the homeless are like unseen, but seen. And I had to literally bang on doors for procedures for my patients. Like I had to be their advocate, because they have no insurance. It's not like those who are incarcerated, they have full health insurance. So healthcare for the homeless is the place where they can come that's government funded, state funded to get their healthcare. But of course it's not fully funded. They still don't have insurance. So if I need to get a specialty, an emergency or what have you, procedure for my patients, I literally have to go ask surgery. Please, this guy needs surgery. Please, can you? So the resources being so limited were so was definitely challenged. But it just, and how I got through that was remembering that there was a human being that was counting on me to save their life. That this is why I wanted to go to medical school. This is why I wanted to be a healer. And I think the universe was listening loud and clear. And said, here you go.
right.
So it was, you know, becoming truly collaborative with the healthcare system, negotiating with the hospital how to get certain services covered for my patients, working with the public health system, the public health department in various counties where I live to get my patients resources, working with the social services, right? So it was really a time where I had to think outside the traditional box and really step outside of my doors and knock on doors physically, literally knock on doors, and then literally phone with different agencies to get my patients the services they needed. Filling out applications to drug companies to get drugs for patients. They would leave the ER with a sample of a $300 drug for a 30-day supply. I was like, well, what happens the next
after? Right, exactly.
It's nice, psychiatry. You put them on this drug, but what do we do in the next 30 days?
Right.
When they, you know, when there's other, the problems come back.
Sure.
Go back to the ER, which is what happens. How do we avoid that from happening?
Yeah.
So those were some challenging times, but I knew that I evolved through that. I was really able to work with a team of phenomenal individuals. So that was a lot of the learning happened during that time. Yes.
Yeah. So I can definitely understand and resonate with what you said, because for a time I also worked with the underserved and uninsured, and boy, does it help you build that resiliency muscle and that toughness muscle and all of it.
Yeah.
And you just learn to make a way out of no way.
Yes, right? You do.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to you also what you said about just treating people as humans and seeing them as a human being as well.
So maybe homeless, but there's a sister, there's a daughter, there's a mother.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. So what do you envision, you know, after sort of, well, not after, but on our way to the Gambia, sort of while we're there, and then once we're kind of all packed up and come back home, what do you envision will be some outcomes, you know, short-term outcomes, long-term outcomes of the impact of us, you know, being there?
I think long-term, if I can start there, I would say we become better physicians, become better clinicians, become better healers. Mm-hmm. We are able to truly touch to the core of who we are called to be and express that being. You know, I always say that before the end of my times, I want to be the person that my creator imagined when he created me. And I think this is one of those experiences that gets us closer to who we are as healers, you know, and I know that is the long-term impact of this trip. And I think short-term, you know, we get to be more so part of the oneness of humanity that we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to really understand that no matter where you are, where you come from, we all have the same needs, the same wants, the same hurts, you know? And it's increasing that cultural sensitivity, cultural awareness, self-awareness,
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, short term, you know, the learning, you know, I believe that school is never out for the pro, you know, we're always learning.
Yes.
There's no limit to what we can learn. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing. Learning.
That's wonderful. So when I think about everything that, you know, we've talked about and sort of how you just nicely put together, you know, the last piece of what will be the long-term outcomes or short-term outcomes even, I think about three H's, right? So one is humility, because we certainly, you know, have to go over to the Gambia with a source of humility and humbleness, right? Yes. In terms of who we are and what we're bringing.
Right.
You also mentioned humanity, right? So it's really just being able to accept people for who they are, regardless of differences. And the third is healers, that, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we're called to do, is to heal people. So being a healer is sort of, and I love that word healers. We don't even use that here really in the U.S.
Because we don't feel that we are being healers. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like I was, for so many years, so long, I felt like I was a prescriber, not a healer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
To learn how they do that in the Gambia. Yes. Like what their definition of a healer is and what that means and what the treatment modalities are associated with healing, right? Yes. Their communities is going to be something that's eye-opening as well.
Yes. And I so agree with that, because I want to be even more acutely aware that I am just a conduit for healing to occur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I truly believe there's a greater power that is the healer. And my job is to be the vessel, the channel through which healing comes to the other person, the connector to that healing.
Yes, 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 you know? Yes.
So, absolutely. And that's what I think I will learn the most. You know,
yeah.
Understand that you are just a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to help the other person tap into the energy, the power within them to heal.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Kelechi. This was a wonderful conversation. I learned so much more about you than I knew before. So that's great.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to experience this journey with you and, yes. You know, all the other clinicians as well that are going on this trip. I think it's going to be wonderful. And I can't wait, you know, for everyone to sort of just be on this journey with us.
Yes, yes. Well, thanks for having me. This was great. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be speaking with you soon.
Yes, we shall.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening and for allowing us to be a part of your day. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to receive any new episodes as they are released.
Thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to support the Gambia Project, simply go to your browser and type GambiaCollaborative.org. That's www.GambiaCollaborative.org.
We hope you will join us on the road to the Gambia.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Krakover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform, or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.